Welcome back. It's 1234, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. It's Friday. That means Philip Swartz, investigative reporter here at the Washington Times, drops in to inform us of this week's Golden Hammer Award presented for waste, fraud, and abuse, most of the time within our government agencies. Hello. How are you, Philip?
Hi, Andy. Doing good. How are you?
Just fine. This week's lucky recipient is...
The Interior Department.
Oh, all right. Very good. What did they do? And, of course, how much did it cost us?
So the Interior Department bought a bunch of new computers for some of their staff to use.
Okay.
And then let these computers sit on a shelf in a storage room with nobody using them for about two, in some cases, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Are you not supposed to do that?
No, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's the problem, is that this is happening a lot in the government, that they're buying equipment that they just don't need.
Yeah. $50K. Man, that seems like nothing compared to some of the stuff we get into.
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Reid spends that much on jewelry out of his campaign. Oh, no, that's right. That's wrong. He shouldn't have done that. All right, so is there a good reason to have this stuff sitting in a warehouse?
No. And, you know, that's, like you said, it seems weird that $50,000 is so paltry, but when every government agency is doing this with things, it really starts to add up.
Yeah.
This is just bureaucratic oversight.
All right, but there was an excuse that they didn't have, what, the necessary IT people or something?
Well, it's poor planning. The way that these computers work...
Hang on a second. That's a bulletin. Our government, poor planning,
yeah,
in the same
exactly.
sentence?
I know that's shocking.
All right, so what was it?
These computers don't have, you know, any storage space. They don't really have large hard drives themselves.
Okay.
They're supposed to use, you know, cloud computing. You keep all your data, all your documents, everything on, you know, a server at the Interior Department, and you can just download everything
sure.
you need from the internet every day. So they eventually found out that, one, they did not have enough space on the servers to use these computers, and two, like you said, they didn't have any IT personnel to make sure the computers were working.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got a question, if they knew they didn't have both of those things, why did they purchase these
yeah.
computers?
And here's the other shoe ready to drop, ladies and gentlemen. Evidently, some of these are missing.
Well, and that's the problem when these things stay in storage for a long time. Some of them were bought in 2009, some of them were bought in 2011, and they've been in a storage room ever since. And so it gets easy for someone to come by and possibly take them. And right now, the original purchase was 140 computers, and right now 11 of them are missing, and they have no idea where they went.
Hmm. Probably someone's trunk.
Yeah.
Sold out on the street. All right. Now, we saw similar problems last year at Homeland Security. You and I talked about the fact that DHS had, what, like 8,000 radio?
Yeah.
Radios or some type of radio equipment, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is an area that's gotten the Golden Hammer before. Yeah, 8,000 pieces of radio equipment valued at about $28 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought it because Border Patrol agents were saying that we don't have the equipment we need. There were, the quote, critical equipment shortages. So they buy all these radios, and then they just sit in a warehouse for 2 years, and nobody does anything about it.
No, that's good. Defense Department also had its share of problems?
This one was vehicles. They bought a bunch of non-military vehicles, so, you know, cars and trucks and vans just to get around town.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just letting them sit in a parking lot here in D.C. completely unused. The Defense Department Inspector General thinks that most of them are being driven less than 1,000 miles a year.
Wow.
And they think the Defense Department could save about $1 million a year for the next 6 or 7 years if they eliminated some of these vehicles.
Hmm. EPA, another agency that's wasting lots of money?
EPA has a bunch of pamphlets, advertising pamphlets, you know, technical manuals, and they're keeping them all in a warehouse. There's no need for them. They're not going to use them. They've just stacked them in a warehouse. And the upkeep alone is costing taxpayers $1.5 million a year on just keeping this warehouse maintained.
Yeah.
And EPA has been criticized for their warehouses before because there's a storage space in Maryland where they have 6-year-old appliances that have never been taken out of the box. So they're just buying things and then just sticking them in warehouses. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, the scene at the end.
You know, I ask you this every week. Who's in charge and why haven't they been fired? It just never happens, does it?
Well, you know, with a problem like this, it's happening at every single government agency. And so it's just so hard to fix some of these
yeah.
things because everyone is doing it.
All right, so anything anything going to happen with these computers, or do we simply sit back and wait for the rest of them to vanish?
Well, they're not sure. The good news is when the investigators and inspector generals look into this, things start to change. The radio equipment at DHS was eventually handed out to agents after it was discovered that it was in storage.
Uh-huh.
So it's possible that they are going to start handing out the computers. You know, another problem with things like this, though, is that when computer and electronic equipment especially sits in a warehouse for a number of years, it becomes outdated.
Yeah, that's
true. Know, so they'll probably find some use for it, but there's nothing to stop this from happening again.
All right. This week's winner, the Interior Department. Philip Schwartz, Washington Times investigative reporter with the Golden Hammer Award. Thank you, Philip.
Thanks so much.
1240, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. We head to the White House next with White House reporter Dave Boyer.